5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Hi everybody, I'm Brian Clapp, Director of Content for WorkinSports.com, and this is the Workin' Sports Podcast. Fred Hoiberg of the Bulls just got fired. Mike McCarthy of the Packers just got fired. And last night, Bill Belichick told Adam Thielen to shut the F up. I love sports. I mean, the firing part always stinks, but the soap opera, the dramatic effect, is just awesome. You never know what's next. And I'll remind you, if you are serious about this life, about working in this industry and making it your career, not just a hobby you enjoy on weekends or during your lunch break, at WorkinSports.com, we have, let's see, currently 10,487 active sports jobs on our site, including 772 in broadcasting, digital, and content creation. That's my personal world, which is why I cite that data point. And if you're a student listening, we have a ridiculous deal just for you. Go to WorkinSports.com/students, and you can get a six-month membership for just $30, which is 87% savings off the normal price, which we created because I love Rob Gronkowski, and he is number 87, which makes perfect sense. Let's get into today's question. It comes from Corey A. A few weeks ago, this is Corey speaking now. A few weeks ago, I joined the Facebook group for the Work in Sports podcast and was moved by all the great feedback I received after sharing that I was feeling a little defeated in looking for a job in the sports industry. Since then, I have been feeling motivated and applying to internships and jobs in minor league baseball, major league baseball, and other organizations. I've heard back from a few teams and have scheduled phone calls with them. In the past, I always feel very anxious in interviews when asked the simple question of, tell me a little about yourself. My question to you is, how do you answer that? Corey, this is a really great question. Before I get into it, I want to just make a drawback to your first sentence. You referenced our private Facebook group for this here podcast. And for those of you that don't know, it's a great group of over 1,000 people and growing who share advice, answer questions, and network with each other. I moderate it. I'm there all the time. People ask me questions all the time. And in fact, I'm going to do a Facebook Live session Thursday, December 6th, this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. in that group. So join in. Search for the Work in Sports podcast on Facebook, jump into the conversation, and join me for the Facebook Live on Thursday, because I'm really paranoid that nobody's going to be there, and I want you to be there. So jump in. Back to the question. So Corey, with all the advice I try to give on this podcast, I get into this trap sometimes of thinking I always need to go like deeper and at a really high level and push myself to give you new ideas to chew on. But you know what? Sometimes it's very important to go back to the basics. And this question you ask is the start of just about every single interview you will ever be a part of. So it's an important basic step to get into. It's your first impression. Tell me a little about yourself. Okay, so let's handle this from the interviewer's perspective first. Then we'll get into how you should answer it. There are two main reasons interviewers ask this question. There may be more, but these are the two primary reasons. Number one, it's a bit of a stall technique for the interviewer. Being serious here. Maybe they weren't 100% ready to get started and they wanted a moment to get their thoughts together, so they wanted to get you talking. They just got out of another meeting, they had some other thing come up, they had an issue or a project they were behind on, and they worked right up until your interview started. Maybe they wanted to review your resume a bit and refresh their memory on you before they really dig in. So they asked this layup question just to buy themselves a little bit of time. Managers are not perfect beings. They aren't always on schedule every moment. They don't plan for every contingency or situation, and sometimes they stall or improvise. They dance. So this question can sometimes just be a moment to put you on the spot so they can get their mind organized. Now, number two, and this is the really important one, most of the time, interviewers ask it in a more intentional manner. It is for them a confidence / personality test. The easiest way for an interviewer to discover who you are is to listen to you talk about yourself. There is no trickery. It's not a complex question. It's not confusing. It's you and your story, and no one can tell it but you. They ask this question to see what you have. Are you charismatic, passionate, articulate, well-spoken, confident? Are you engaged? Are you enthusiastic? Are you easy to listen to? There's so much you can pick up from this simple question in the first 2 minutes of an interview. Story time. I don't have the actual data, but let's say I've conducted 100 job interviews over my career. It's likely more than that, but this is a nice even number. I would guess 70 to 80 of them, so 70 to 80%, I knew after this first question they were or were not going to be a match. Now, I'm not saying that I knew that they would be. I should rephrase that. I knew when somebody wasn't going to be a match. Now, if I thought that they passed this first test, this first question, well, then it was a journey to see what would happen next. But there were many, many, 70 to 80% of the time after the first question, I was like, nope, kind of knew. They say it takes less than 5 seconds to feel like you've fallen in love with someone when you meet them. Well, the same is true in the interview process. I mean, I could usually tell after this question if someone had what I wanted. And it isn't about what they say. It was about how they said it. I knew they didn't have that special quality I was looking for. It doesn't matter if you're looking for a job in the medical industry or the sports industry, confidence speaks loud. And a lot of people cannot exude that. Now, granted, you always give a little bit of leeway for, nerves and just getting started and getting into a rhythm, but you really can tell a lot from how somebody handles that question. This question, tell me about yourself, was how I would judge you as a person. What have you got? If you can't handle this question, you won't handle the more important ones. If you can't describe yourself articulately and with personality and with some excitement and passion, then you don't have it and you aren't my match. Simple. When we have our business meetings at work in sports, we often compare ourselves to dating sites because finding love is about finding a match. And the same can be said about finding a job. You're finding a compatible match between yourself and your work. It's a similar process, minus the obvious, other stuff. But with that as a backdrop, this first moment is so important towards matchmaking, this first impression, this smile, the connection. It means the world. I've had previous podcast episodes where I've talked about first impressions and on displaying confidence, so I don't want to go into too much depth there. But suffice it to say, that is what the hiring manager is looking for. They're looking for you, who you are. You know, in sports, we talk about players getting in the zone, like Steph Curry hits 4 threes in a row and a crazy fadeaway baseline jumper. And next thing you know, he's flipping one from just inside half court. And the announcers all say the same thing. Oh, that was a heat check. Wants to see just how hot he is. Well, this question, this tell me a little bit about yourself, is a confidence check. We ask it to see how you handle yourself. We want to see how you can just describe yourself. And that ability is more important than you think. It's that simple, though. So now you're probably wondering, okay, you told me why they asked this question. They're either stalling or they really want to understand me as a person and my confidence level, my charisma and all those other soft skills. So how do I answer the question? Well, actually, it's pretty simple. Do not just recite your resume. That's not exciting. Okay. They've got your resume. They've looked at it at some point. Somebody else has scanned it and said, this person's probably a good match. So they know the basics of what you've done. Your experience will be the foundation of this conversation, of how you answer this question, but it shouldn't just be a repeat of your resume. You need to tell the story between the lines of your resume. Here's what I mean. If you asked me this question, and if I was talking about my early career, I'd say something like this. And I'm just doing this, like, this is totally improv. This is like off the top of my head. Wind me up. I'm ready to go. So Brian, tell me a little bit about yourself. Well, I was hired by CNN Sports Illustrated right out of college to be a production assistant. And I'll tell you, it was crazy hours, late nights and intense, but I loved every minute of it. The pressure of the deadline, the constant flow of news and information, and working together as a team towards one singular nightly goal of making an incredible TV program. I seriously was fired up and excited every single day. I learned how to be an individual contributor by conquering assigned tasks, but also how to function as part of a larger team. I also found out how important it was to have attention to detail. There was no room and no tolerance for errors. We had to be 100% all the time, and I loved that pressure. Okay, that's how you tell me a little bit about yourself. Do you hear what was happening there? I wasn't just reciting my resume. I was throwing in little things I learned, working as a team, being an individual contributor and conquering tasks, learning that you can't be mistake driven. You have to be accurate and on top of things, understanding that there's pressure and how you're going to deal with it. This is something you can do and should practice because you're going to be asked this question. That's how you tell me a little bit about yourself. Last week on the show, I had on Christina Wetzeltoft, who's the community relations coordinator for the Indiana Pacers. And I said in my intro to that interview, and if you haven't listened yet, you should, because it's awesome. I said in that intro, Christina sounds, when you talk to her, she sounds like she has a smile on her face. You could tell she loves her job. You could tell she wanted to do everything to the best of her ability and that it mattered to her. This is the vibe you need to give off. Every person and every job you're applying for, you might have a different vibe. Like mine was very aggressive the way I talked about it, like late nights, intense. I love that pressure, deadlines, because that's the kind of job I was applying for. But if you're looking into community relations, you need to be talking about how you care about people and that the idea of, you know, seeing how somebody's going to be affected by what you do and that matters to you. Again, answering this question is about a vibe, about swag, about it. It's not about first I started here, then I went there, and now I am here. Sell me on why you are you. And don't be afraid to tell me a little bit about you outside of work. Don't go overboard. Don't spend the entire time talking about how you love to play the ukulele in your downtime. But a little explanation of you is, I mean, it's always pretty cool too. Your experience, like I said, is the foundation of your story about yourself. But you have to make it a story. You have to sell you. Now, I'm going to give you one other piece here that explains why internships are so damn important. I had an intern once who was incredible at his job. I mean, truly stellar, but he was quiet. He seemed scared. He had little to no charisma, but I ended up hiring him for a job because I knew he could do the gig I needed. Now, the hard part was I had to go to my bosses and say, this is the right person. And they had to believe and trust me because he could not sell himself at all, which made it really risky for me. But I knew he could do the job. If he had never had the internship and he hadn't proven himself with me firsthand, I never, ever would have hired him. So it is incredibly important to do internships. Prove your worth, work hard, and crush it, because that might be your best shot at a job, especially if you're one of those people that is slightly introverted or shy or isn't ready to do what I just did a little while ago. Go on the internships, get the internships, and really prove yourself there, because that might be the in you need. You might find somebody there willing to take a risk on you because they know you can do the job. You've proven it. So Corey, I think that covers it. Good luck on your next interview. Answer that question with confidence and tell your story. People want to hear it. They want to hear excitement out of you. They want to hear enthusiasm and passion. And you can convey that. I feel confident you can. So go do it. Thanks for listening, everybody. And remember, tune in to the Facebook Live event that I'm doing Thursday night from the Work and Sports Podcast private group on Facebook, 7:30 p.m. It's going to be fun. Bring your questions. We'll have a theme for the show. So I'm going to talk about a certain subject, but then I'm going to open it up for anybody's questions on any subject. And well, sports career related, not any subject. I can't answer those sort of things. It's in my contract. I'm kidding. But I do want to see all you guys there on Thursday. So please tune in, and we'll have another episode on Wednesday, and it'll be fun like that too. All right. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.